Dossier 5, Activity 2A.
I think I chose dance because I think I have inside something that is natural about movement. It felt right for me. I quit dancing because I was forced to for 16 years, and I never thought about it being an option for me to go back to. I mean, you know, dancers are fit. They can walk, they can run, they can turn, they can jump. They can do all sorts of things that I couldn't do.
We were in Manchester and we were performing a work called Stages, in which there were some acrobatic sequences. And she took a very bad fall from a tumble. And that was it. She'd broken her neck.
It felt dread. I don't know at that time. I still thought she'd fainted, but there was a moment of heaviness. She said she couldn't feel her legs. And I felt that she was frightened. And I believe three doctors who'd witnessed the accident realised it was serious and were round at the stage door immediately. And obviously we moved back for them to assist her. The ambulance came and we finished the performance. And the next day we heard that she had severed her nerve high up in the neck.
Hello. 16 years after the accident, I was asked by Darshan Singh Bulla, who is a dancer and choreographer with London Contemporary Dance Theatre. He was making a dance film for television and asked me to dance in it. And he said, "Celeste, will you dance in this film?" And I said, "But Darshan, you know, don't you remember I'm in a wheelchair?" But he said, "But I've always thought of you as a dancer." And I don't know what it was inside me, but I said, "Well, all right, I will." But I didn't know. I had no idea what I was going to do, what he was going to do. Well, once we got into the studio, I realized quite soon that I would have to find a different way for myself for moving that was honest and not trying to pretend I wasn't disabled. You know, it was an experiment, really. It was very liberating in many ways, and it was frightening too, because to be in a studio with able-bodied dancers who you admire, and to think, you know, I'm in a wheelchair, I can't do that.
That experience made me feel that I could cope with movement differently after that, in a way that I didn't have to do big dancey steps, technical steps. What I learned from her was any form of movement is a dance form. So I could actually focus on the tiniest hand, wrist, head movements, lying down very quietly. There's a lot more to dance than just kicking the legs up as high as you can. And that's, I think I got a lot of that from Celeste, a lot of sculptural type of movement.
I was invited to work as an artist in residence, as a painter, a new recreation centre, which was an integrated centre. Then in the evenings, separate groups of people, some disabled and some non-disabled, would come in and use the centre, but separate activities. So you'd have a wheelchair basketball team followed by a non-wheelchair basketball team. But it was very rare that you would see people sharing the same activity. And what I came to realise was that nearly all the activity in the centre was sports-based and therefore competitive. And that had the effect of separating out those two groups of people. And it occurred to me that dance could be used as a very successful way of bringing those two sets of people together at the same time in the same space. And it was at that point that I met Celeste and began talking to her about the possibility maybe of us teaching a class there.